to go on strike for that.
Verizon Landline and Fios service workers, including installers, repairmen, and customer service employees, have been working without a contract since last August. They want better pension benefits and guarantees that call center work won't be outsourced to other countries. Verizon's reportedly agreed to a 6.5% pay raise, but wants to cut more than $10 billion in annual health care costs. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Hillary Clinton distances herself from an eyebrow-raising joke by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio about CP time. During a black tie event in New York City last week, and the mayor explaining why he'd taken so long to endorse his former boss for president.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
That's not, I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not funny.
Cautious politician time.
Except that it doesn't stand for cautious politician time. It stands for colored people time. It's a racial stereotype. There's been an outcry about the reference from the black community leaders, and now Clinton is putting the blame squarely on de Blasio. In an interview with Cosmopolitan magazine, she said it was de Blasio's skit. Mayor's office has said it was meant to mock de Blasio and no one else. The Vatican appointing a new ambassador to the United States. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports.
Archbishop Christoph Pierre will serve as the Vatican's new ambassador to the U.S. The French diplomat currently serves as Pope Francis's envoy to Mexico. Pierre will be replacing Carlo Vigano. Vigano was the man who set up a meeting last year between the Pope and Kim Davis, the Kentucky County clerk who went to jail after refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Pierre will play a key role in vetting bishops appointed by the Vatican in the U.S. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The world's largest privately owned coal company filing for bankruptcy, St. Louis-headquartered Peabody Energy Corporation filing for U.S. bankruptcy protection early this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 8:03. Clear skies, 40 degrees right now in Flemington, zero chance of precipitation. The winds are 2 miles an hour from the north, so it's going to feel like a nice mild day after the cold snap we've experienced. Today is Wednesday. It's April 13, 2016. Sunny in areas of frost this morning, highs in the upper 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the upper in the lower 30s. North winds around 5 miles an hour. And then the warm-up begins. Tomorrow, sunny highs in the upper 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. On Friday, highs in the upper in the lower 60s. Sunny highs in the 60s on Saturday. Sunny highs in the 70s on Sunday the 17th. And same for Monday the 18th, sunny highs in the upper 70s. Start to get your suntan lotion on. Temperatures in our area. 42 over in Reddington. 39 at the county complex. 38 up in Highbridge. 35 over in Hampton. 31 up in Washington. 38 in Phillipsburg. 37 in Frenchtown. 38 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, welcome to Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week, and we're enjoying now some milder weather, some sunshine finally, and got to get through one more patchy frost evening, and it'll be over with. We'll get to milder weather. It's great to talk with Al Warr yesterday. He was giving you some great insight into Clinton Township and all the things they're going to be doing over there at the end of the month. We're going to be talking to Diane Lane today to go traveling. We'll find out all about that. All that's coming up in just a few minutes on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterChamber.com. First things first, though, we got to check traffic, see what's going on Hunterdon County roads. So you can get the same alerts I do from HERTTeammate.com. We had some problems on 202 in Reddington as of 7:30 this morning. Reddington Township, Route 202 at Pleasant Run Road. A disabled vehicle in the median. Please use caution. That was at 7:34. I don't have an all clear on that. I do have an all clear on the accident in 78 eastbound between exit 36 and 40. That has been cleared as of 7:45 this morning. And 78 eastbound accident in the area of exit 26 delays into the area. So we get one resolved, we get another one that's going to affect us. So your travel into going east is going to be affected, no doubt. Sun glare. Sun visors and sunglasses are in order, both east this morning and west coming home. So please have those as well. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunterdon Chamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets. And Diane Lane will be on at 8:40, taking us on vacation somewhere. At the rest of the show is an eclectic mix of information, especially a lot of school information today, a lot of scholastic information in addition to the sports and today in history. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design with Richard Scuderi. Rich Scuderi brings us information and talks with some of his idea masters, the people he works with to provide inexpensive but really trending interior designs. And so Richard brings that to you at from 10 to 11. Kim Pramatic is on at 11 o'clock. She is doing Raising Conscious Kids Radio, or Rocker, And she's created a place to turn in for information, inspiration, and support for raising conscious kids, and does that to try and alleviate the pressure and to give kids who are much more technologically savvy today some grounding. And along with that, giving the guardians, parents, grandparents, some insight into raising kids in the 21st century. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora-Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth brings her 30 years of experience from as a therapist to the radio, helping you with coping skills, simple suggestions, relationships, and all the different afflictions, relationship skills, parenting skills, anger and stress management. Brings all that to you from noon to 1. The 100 and Gem professionals are on from 1 to 2, teaching you about the 20-somethings that are running businesses today. Richard Scuderi shows up again at 2 to 3. He takes your calls, your tweets, your Facebook posts, your emails, anything else that you can get in contact with him, and he helps you with your design dilemmas. So he answers your questions and gives you ideas as to how to achieve that. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, teaching you about people that are up-and-comers in the stable of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And that's the entire HuntingJimRadio.com lineup. It is all there on the HuntingJimRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingJimRadio.com. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, including celebration observances, celebrity birthdays, and vitamin C. All that coming up in just a minute on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingJimRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today. We're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamber.com. Well, it's time for celebrations and observances for the week and the day from brownielocks.com. And once again, I'm going to apologize. A couple more days, and then I'll get my new computer, and we'll get everything all back to normal. Right now, I'm still working in a temporary situation. But we'll get our music back on and be able to enjoy the eclectic mix of music that I bring to the show, which I'm looking forward to again. Today is the 13th of April, and here are the celebration observances for the week and the day. Let's see what we have. It's Yo-Yo and Skill Toys Week, finishes up on the 17th. Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. We certainly appreciate them, and there's been a lot of talk about the Animal Control Officer programs and trying to combine the services. All that little bit struggle to get all the have a shared service among the county. Spring Astronomy Week, we talked about that. We have the Voorhees State Park, and we have Raleigh Community College, both astronomy observatories that you can enjoy if you have a nice clear night. National Library Week, the library show's on tomorrow with Jennifer and Jim at 11. National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, the beautiful 911 facility up there in Cherry Hill. National Student Employment Week. Students are starting to look for jobs for the summer. It's Pan American Week. It's National Volunteer Week. Week of the Young Child. It's American Indian Awareness Week. We had visited the powwow last week at RVCC. International Dark Sky Week. Undergraduate Research Week. Health Information Privacy and Security Week. Something that is a huge concern in the world of technology. In fact, most health information is more important to hackers than credit cards. It's costs more to achieve that. National Animal Control Appreciation Week, National Tattoo Week starts today. And for today, the specific day, which is April 13th, we have National Bookmobile Day. We have our own bookmobile over there at the library. I know Jim Thatch is involved in that. It's Scrabble Day. It's Thomas Jefferson's birthday, and therefore it's Thomas Jefferson Day, and it's Undiagnosed Children's Awareness Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from brownielocks.com. Pick something and get involved. It's time for us to turn to vitamin C, see what's going on that we want to cheer about. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reported today that New Jersey Horse Therapy Group plans a superhero fashion show. So what do President Lincoln, Batman, and Rosa Parks all have in common? They are among the heroes and superheroes chosen by children ages 5 to 12 to be honored for their ability to inspire. And on May 22nd, the Horse Therapy Herd of the borough nonprofit Team Velvet will take to the fashion runway to honor heroes and superheroes who inspire kids to make the world a better place in their own unique way, according to a news release. Over 40 children submitted drawing
with a description of their hero or superhero, and a number of these designs will be chosen by Team Velvet's Superhero Fashion Show with prizes for costume design. Heroes and superheroes face fear and hardship in order to succeed, said Program Director Psychologist Dr. Susan Edwards. They persist, using courage, and in doing some, become more resilient in overcoming obstacles. In a way, they represent a part of each of us who has experienced trauma and loss and transcended both to achieve a meaningful life. Team Velvet, which provides non-mounted horse therapy for children who have experienced trauma and loss, will hold its annual spring fundraiser on at 1 to 5 p.m. on May 22nd at Journeys End Farm, located at 79 Old Clinton Road. In addition to the horse fashion show and a variety of horse dance routine exhibition, presentations of children's art awards, and results of the superhero horse costume contest. One day includes kids' art activities, an equine art gallery for artist Patty Page, a silent auction, and Velvet's closet garage sale. Master of ceremonies is Charlie Harrison of WDVR Radio Ranch, and music and refreshments will be provided. Donations is $20 per vehicle. For more information about Team Velvet, visit its website or visit its Facebook page at Team Velvet Inc. or call them at 609-924-4330. No animals and no smoking are allowed on the farm. Seamstresses interested in volunteering or entering the costume design contest can call 908-507-3209 or email Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, at mountaintopmarketing.net. And the website for Team Velvet is teamvelvet.com. That's pretty simple, isn't it? So isn't it interesting that we have kids that are being taught about superheroes in history, and many of them are real-life people who are in history, have overcome obstacles and adversity, and they're pairing those together with what they know as their own trauma and challenges, and getting feedback and getting inspiration from trying to overcome that. That's why all of that is vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see whose birthday is today. On April 13th, 2016.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. All right, the old disc jockey almanac gives me my birthdays for today. From Noah, Ariane Reinhardt is 22. From The Amazing Spider-Man, Hannah Marks is 23. The Big Bang Theory, Emma Degerstedt is 24. Good Luck Charlie, Jordan Nichols is 24. Elvis and Nixon's Dylan Penn is 25. We the Party, Harrison Knight is 25. And Girls, Allison Williams is 28. Sleepovers, Kelly Flynn Childress is 28. It's the 35th birthday of Courtney Peldon from Say It Isn't So. She was also in Frozen. Kelly Gidfish is 36 from Law and Order. Kyle Howard from My Boys, 38. Jane Erie Valentina Servi is 40. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Glenn Howerton is 40. From Ray, Bokeem Woodbine is 43. Copland's Alexandra Addy is 45. From Last Resort, Dina Corzin is 45. Silver Spoons and NYPD Blues, Rick Schroeder is 46. From 300, Andrew Plevin, 48. The 49th birthday of Simon Paisley Day from Flawless. Death of a Funeral, Andy Nyman is 50. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Caroline Rhea is 52. Gremlins 2, David Love is 52. Oh, he's a golf champion, Davis Love. Davis was just at a hole-in-one over at the Masters last week. Paige Hannah is from Gremlins 2. Gary Kasparov, the chess champion, is 53. singer, actress, and cartoon voicist Liz Calloway is 55. Miami Vice's Sandra Santiago is 59. SNL's Gary Kroeger is 59. From The Mummy, Eric Avari is 64. E Street Band, Max Weinberg is 65. R&B singer, Peebo Bryson is 65. Doctor Who's Peter Davison is 65. Hand of God, Ron Perlman is 66. Shawshank Redemption, William Sadler is 66. Let's Stay Together, Al Green sang that, he's 70. Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow is 71. Conductor of Gonna Fly Now, Bill Conti is 74. Chambers Brothers lead singer, Lester Chambers is 76. Goodfellas, Paul Sorvino is 77. Here's Paulie. Gandhi, Edward Fox is 79. The Carol Burnett Show, Lyle Waggoner is 81. And producer, director, Stanley Donen is 92 today of Singing in the Rain. Those are our celebrity birthdays. We'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air. Email me at goodmorning@huntsugar.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time to take a break. Michelle Heide's up next with the investment update. We'll get her on in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntShibber.com.
John DeMaster.
Count me out.
As Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he doesn't want to be president, the head of the Republican Party fed up with Donald Trump's complaining that the nominating process is stacked against him. Ryan Spreba saying in a tweet that the process has been known for more than a year, tweeting complaints now, give us all a break. Tens of thousands of Verizon workers on the East Coast walking off the job.
Repairmen and installers among the thousands of Verizon workers here walking the picket line without a contract for 8 months. Mark has worked for Verizon for 27 years.
They want to cut wages, cut medical, be allowed to move us away from our families for months at a time.
How will you, the customer, be affected? Well, union members here tell me delays on repairs and installations. The company argues medical costs have grown, and it says it's prepared for the strike by training non-union members to fill in.
Scott Pringle reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
James Henry Jim Lane served as U.S. Senator from Kansas during the Civil War and was also a Union general. Senator Lane was reelected in 1865, but committed suicide the following year, leaving a vacancy. Mr. Edmund Ross had been raised in Ohio, but his newspaper business led him to Topeka, Kansas. Ross became politically active in the Republican Party there, and when Senator Lane killed himself, Ross was appointed to take the Senate seat and was later elected. Senator Edmund Ross would likely have become a fairly obscure politician had it not been for one dramatic, controversial moment in American history. In February of 1868, the United States House of Representatives impeached a sitting president for the first time. Senator Ross would be among the senators who would decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. Join us again for more about Ross. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
The Zika virus not only leading to health issues with babies.
There's also some things that we're seeing in adults, such as Guillain-Barré, which is a paralysis syndrome, and now another disease that's very similar to multiple sclerosis, all being associated with Zika infection. Mm-hmm.
That is medical expert Dr. Kevin Campbell on Fox reminding people that Zika can be sexually transmitted. Top health officials expressing heightened concern about the Zika threat in the United States. The mosquitoes that spread the virus now present in about 30 states, but Campbell says Zika has not yet been found in those insects. A Walmart in Missouri and other gun sellers facing a lawsuit accusing them of letting a felon buy a gun used in a 2014 shooting spree targeting Jewish sites. Fraser Glenn Cross killed three people at a Jewish community center and a retirement home in Kansas. A neo-Nazi and former Ku Klux Klan member, Cross said he shot the victims because he thought they were Jewish. None of them were. This is USA Radio News. Get more news at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
There's a prediction that by 2020, about 75% of new cars are going to have connectivity, and that will make them vulnerable to hackers. That is the warning from Attorney General John Carlin. He says all those innovations create vulnerabilities. This comes a month after the FBI, DOT, and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration release a public service announcement warning cars are becoming increasingly vulnerable to remote exploits using the USB, Bluetooth, or Wi-Fi technology. Two researchers were able to actually hack into a Jeep Cherokee, demonstrating they were able to remotely hit the brakes, drive the car off the road, and make electronics go haywire. And that is the reason for the warning. Governor Dan Malloy offering an updated budget proposal he says will eliminate the state's $922 million deficit with no tax increases.
We have an obligation as elected officials to tackle the full scope of our challenges. That means we must align our spending with the revenue we actually have, not the revenue we wish we had.
Malloy says the proposal maintains core services of state government and cuts spending by over $300 million, says it also asks non-union appointees and elected officials in the executive, legislative, and judicial branches to pay 20% of their health benefits. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a 10-year plan to connect billions of people to the Internet. He laid out his plan in a keynote speech at the social networking giant's F8 Developers Conference in San Francisco, describing how Facebook aims to reach the world's population of 7 billion people. Half of them don't have the Internet. This is USA Radio News.
All right, it's time for the investment update. We have Michelle Heidi on the line, and Michelle, starting to get some fallout from the oil.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Peabody is going filing for
Peabody.
Yeah,
yeah.
Peabody's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah, just heard that.
Yeah, and Jamie Dimon is blaming oil now. We don't blame the weather anymore. We blame the oil.
And that's something, you know, when we started going through the period of extremely low oil prices, you were hearing, you know, there's concern about the smaller and mid-sized companies from the energy perspective, you know, eventually being some fallout, but there, you didn't really hear or see too much. But I think, especially with the Peabody announcement this morning, we'll probably start to hear more and more. And then actually yesterday, it hit the high-yield bond market somewhat because a lot of the high-yield bonds, you know, are bonds from those smaller, mid-sized energy companies. So there was a little bit of a little bit of a pullback there as well. But yesterday, the market, because oil prices rallied a little bit yesterday, the market, you know, both between that and then some optimism surrounding earnings season, although as we mentioned yesterday, not that the bar has been set very high at all, but there was some optimism surrounding that. And this morning, we had the banking sector kind of kicking things off with J.P. Morgan. And I mentioned yesterday, you know, in hearing some of the commentary, you know, a lot of the analysts were expecting, weren't really expecting anything from J.P. Morgan, although historically they say Jamie Dimon tends to always have a little bit of a surprise. And actually, they came out this morning and they beat on both earnings and revenue. So they came in at $1.35 a share versus $1.26 a share expected. Profit only fell by 6.7%. So J.P. Morgan's stock is up about 2.8% in pre-market trading. And it's interesting because also this morning, or maybe it was late last night, the Fed rejected some of the too-big-to-fail plans from five of the big banks. But that didn't seem to have an effect on J.P. Morgan this morning. So, you know, that's something that we'll continue to keep an eye on. We also, let's see, tomorrow we have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and BlackRock reporting, and then we have Citigroup reporting on Friday. And believe it or not, Citigroup was one of the banks that actually passed the too-big-to-fail stress test plan. And that's a company that people have continued to beat up on over the years, although, you know, they've silently been turning things around over there.
Yeah. They were in the news constantly, except for Lehman. Citigroup was constantly
right
in the crosshairs there in 2008 and 2009.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then even if we take a look at overseas markets in the Asia-Pacific region, we had some data coming out in China that their dollar-denominated exports jumped in March. So that boosted metal prices and some of the basic resources stocks. The Nikkei ended up closing just under 3%. Mm. We currently have Italy up about 4% over in Europe. European markets are also responding positively to the J.P. Morgan news, and then also on what happened over in China. As we're speaking, retail sales figures are being released. So, you know, again, retail sales have continued to disappoint, so I don't know that there's much of a positive expectation, but we'll see how that looks, you know, as we're speaking now. And then we also, let's see, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we have the Fed's latest beige book in terms of, you know, what the state of the current U.S. economy is looking like. So looks like we're going to kick off in the U.S. higher. We currently have the Dow futures up about 86, S&P up about 11, NASDAQ up about 31. So like I said, at least we'll be opening in the green based on the positive results from J.P. Morgan, and then based upon where the retail sales numbers are. And then, you know, again, not that, you know, it used to be when the beige book was released at 2 o'clock, you know, there wasn't a lot of action going on up until 2 o'clock. And I know, you know, a lot of people are still looking at that. But, again, lately there really hasn't been, you know, we haven't been expecting any major, you know, anything major coming out of the beige book. We kind of know, you know, or have an indication where things are. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, is the world of 21st century data collection kind of made the beige book a little bit outdated in terms of how sluggish it is to get the information?
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of how I'm seeing it, because nowadays with 24/7 release of so much information, you know, by the time all that information gets compiled and put together and analyzed, not that it's outdated, but it's kind of like, all right, we kind of already had a sense of, you know, this is where we are type of thing. So, yeah.
I was looking at, while you were talking, I was looking at the XLF, which is the spider sector for financial. And
okay.
I looked at the last month, just wondering if there was an inkling on everybody's part that they were expecting the financial sector to struggle. And we hit like a little double peak over the last month around, oh, it looks like first week of March, around April 1st, and slowly dropped all the way down to its lowest level back on last week. So, So you know, everybody, I guess, was reading the news back and all the way down to April 7th that they were expecting the financial sector to struggle. But then there was a little bit of a rise after that. You know, people, I guess, were taking a bet that it had already kind of priced in the financial sector's woes ahead of time. So, are you there?
There you go. Yeah, I lost it for a second.
Yeah, well, Verizon's on strike, so you never know. They might be cutting me off. You never know.
Oh, that's true. You could be cutting us off here. But, back to banking and financials. I mean, they've been getting beaten up this year, you know, almost as much as healthcare. And it's interesting because as we got towards the end of 2015, a lot of folks were feeling much more optimistic on financials and banking, and that was before the Fed did the rate hike. But the expectation at that point was that we would continue to see several this year, and the thought was, well, gee, then that's more profitable for the banking in terms of the margins. But then when it looked like that wasn't going to happen, that kind of hit that sector, and then with the continued, you know, focus about some of the, you know, the stress test, too big to fail types of things, and the continued regulations there, that's definitely been affecting that sector. But just like with any sector, there are some, you know, some individual companies, you know, that could be worth, you know, looking into. And the other piece of it, too, is a lot of the bigger financial names are dividend payers. Mm-hmm. So, know, even as we go through periods of volatility, you still have that that dividend coming in. So
right.
Just like with anything, you know, right. Kind of pick and choose your spots.
Well, that's a great point, and we bring this up from time to time, but this is a great point to time to talk about it. With regard to dividends, if you're somebody that's interested in dividends, it's great to find a buy. So like when the financial sector was down in late February, to buy some financial stocks if they're going to pay good dividends, because the amount of money, the percentage that you get for each share is a better yield, a better percentage. So you buy low. In that regard, you're getting two things for your purchase. You're getting a better percentage on your share price by a dividend, and you're also setting yourself up for hopefully a capital gain growth if the sector starts to turn around. So those are two great ideas right there for one.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
The only thing I would think of is that Goldman Sachs paid their fine. We were talking about that yesterday. And that kind of
right.
closed that chapter, you know. So
right, that's true.
So,
yeah.
So, I think everybody was afraid of what that fine was going to be. And now that we know, that kind of puts that beside us. That's old history. And now we can move on from there, which then brings relief and certainty, as you bring it, you and Joe bring up all the time. So.
Right, right.
All
exactly.
Right. Cool.
All right, cool.
Have a great day, Michelle. It's going to be one more cold day, one more cold evening, a little bit of frost, and then we're going to be in the 50s tomorrow, 60s on Friday and Saturday, 70s on Sunday, and upper 70s on Monday. So you're going to have to change your wardrobe soon.
I'd say it might be the weekend to switch things around a little bit.
All right. Very cool.
All right.
It's tax day is next Monday, so are you ready for that?
I guess I'm never ready for it, but yeah. I guess I just have to accept it.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You
All
too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony did the Some Things About Money show yesterday. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more. Diane Lane is up next. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Time for Travel with Diane Lane. We got her on from DNL Travel, and you're up there in Route 173 in Annandale. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, and it's actually outside of Clinton.
Right. You're
closer to Clinton than Annandale.
All right.
That's okay.
I know I travel between the two, so I always look over to the side there and see your little place. So how's it going?
Thanks. All right, I'm feeling much better.
Good.
I'm sorry, last week I was like,
bad. Show must go on.
I hope everybody had a good week and not getting sick with these crazy colds with the weather.
Yeah, well, we got the frost now, and we're eventually going to get to milder weather over the next couple of days.
Oh, my God. 70 degrees this weekend. Everybody
came. Yeah. Yes.
In summertime.
That's right. Yep.
All
right.
That's okay.
So where are you taking us this week?
Well, I wanted to address a couple issues that have come up in the news lately. The European Commission on Tuesday is entering into discussions whether to suspend visa privileges for U.S. and Canadian citizens to travel overseas in the European Union, meaning we will have to buy visas to travel to countries.
Wow.
That are done in South America, like now. And they get sometimes end up being $150, $200 a person to go to countries. So they had issues, started working on things in 2014 between Australia, Brunei, Canada, Japan, the U.S., and Australia and Japan resolved some of their issues where it's visa-free travel for all European Union members to travel. Like something like that's where the euro comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Where they started all this years ago. And Canada still has visa requirements for citizens of Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, Cyprus, Poland, Romania. So they're trying, like, the U.S. is not required to have visas to go to Canada. But we are required of other citizens to come here. They have to have a visa.
Right.
So we can bop on a plane and go see friends and family or just take a trip and never have to worry about buying a visa.
Right.
If that happens, it'll slow down travel.
Yeah.
It'll take weeks to get a visa to go to a country in Europe. And if you plan to do more than one country, and they're all starting to do this, it'll cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to go travel overseas.
Yeah.
So it'll cut traveling. It'll fail and make everything just come to, drop everything in travel.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get everything worked out with the European Parliament and the European Council, and it's, but they got to get it. It's visa reciprocity regulations is what they're calling it. And it would just, they're trying to get it so it all gets even with everybody across the board.
Now, is this just a political football we're playing with, or is this because of some of the problems we're having?
No, it makes more money, and it might even, like you're saying, because of security and what's going on with the travel, with what's been going on with the refugees, climbing overboard into other countries, I think this is where this is coming from.
Okay.
It might take the process of you scrutinizing people coming in, and
right.
I think that's what's going on. So I struggle with telling people you have to get passports here. We don't have them. People got to start getting their passports.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. The only way, because I'm going to tell you something, pretty soon the TSA is going to tell everybody, driver's license are no good for ID to travel on domestic flights.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you're going to see a lot of mad people.
Yep.
You know what? I'm sending it out there and saying, and Mary Melfi, the county clerk, she's putting it out there. She's open on Saturdays to process people for passports. You got to do it. That's what it's going to come down to.
And she does a great job, by the way. I've done it before. And ours were expiring, we went over to Mary Melfi. It was smooth sailing.
Right, so. And you can go to any post office that also processes passports.
Yeah, I did that.
They take pictures also.
I know. It wasn't as good as the way Mary did it.
No, because she's got it down to a system now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she charges a fee, okay, grant you, but you're going to get charged no matter what.
I don't think it was any more expensive than what we paid at the post office.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any difference. You're going to pay.
Yeah.
Get it done, and the passport now is $110, and it's good for 10 years. And,
and
it's a great, ID when you go to renew your New Jersey license. It's
yes.
4 points.
Yep. I also recommend if you're doing this for the first time, getting the passport card.
Oh yeah, you can have that too.
And then you don't have to travel domestically with the passport. You can just travel with the card,
yeah,
just like a license. So,
yeah.
So I bought
that. I went ahead and did the global entry.
Yeah, I don't travel as much to require that at this point. But
yeah, no, I was because of my business. It's a better way, and it's you go down and you get fingerprinted and interviewed, and you get another ID, but it's worth it to go through security. It just pushes you through faster, and it's nice, you know. But it's something a lot of people don't realize is out there.
Yeah, cool.
So,
I mean, talking about visas, I've experienced this when I had to go to Moscow. It would cost me like $400 to do that, and it took weeks to get processed. And so you're sitting there, when you say it slows things down, because you can't book a flight until you have the visa.
Yes, and then you know you're going.
Right. So you're rolling.
Anything could be wrong. Something could be wrong in your application, and they'll kick it back, and you're not going.
Right.
Like
and then
that.
you could take that money and crumple it up and set it on fire.
Right. And that's why you use travel agents to book your trips.
Right.
So you know what's going on because they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they know what countries are required, and the tour operators we work with know what's required, and we tell them up front, this is extra, this is what it's going to be, this is how long it takes.
Sure.
And they have it all down to the system. Like for China, you can't go over there without one.
Nope.
You can't say, I want to go. No, it's not that simple.
No, it's not.
No, and just like what Cuba's doing right now, here's another thing. If you were born in Cuba and came to the United States, they are not allowing you back into Cuba off of a cruise ship.
Wow.
This has not changed.
Okay.
Air travel to Cuba, they're hoping to have it work out, but travel by sea right now, they are not allowing you off the boat. They have a visa entry exit policy requirements right now, but they are protesting Carnival right now because Cuba-born residents and citizens are not permitted on the trip to Cuba because they're not allowed off the boat.
Well,
so you better know what you're doing when you go book for Cuba right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still too early, right? I know a lot of people are rushing to do it, but it's still too early.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I said to you, and we've been talking about this, there's a lot of groundwork that has to be laid out here, and it's just not ready. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the EU gets their act together, and we don't have this issue, and we don't have a problem, and it causes a problem for everyone to travel in Europe, really.
Yeah, that's huge. You know? Are they doing that amongst the countries in the EU as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they have until July, the middle of July, to start working things out. I'm hoping it doesn't start getting reported because that would just scare everybody.
Well, you've brought up time and time again that Europe works like a nice little country where you can make a rail travel, and not now if you have rail travel, every time you enter another country, you got to have some type of some checkpoint, right? Because railroads are not in any type of international place.
Organization.
So every time you cross a border, you're going to have to be checked.
And they have the bullet trains that bop all over the place.
Good grief.
Like between France and England going over the tunnel.
Right.
You have them going to Switzerland. You've got, all those trains. That's how they predominantly travel in Europe is by train.
Yeah.
Europe Rail and Rail Europe. You book a ticket, you put in there all the different countries you're going, and you do an itinerary, the dates that you're going to what countries, and that's how the real ticket is posted.
Right.
And you have to buy that ahead of time.
Right.
Even though there are local trains that you can get on and pay the money and do that, but you won't get assigned seats, you don't know what you're going to run into, you don't know what section of the train you're going to sit. So if you intend to do a rail trip in Europe, you have to do that months in advance.
Yeah.
And so if they do this visa requirement, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's really going to be crazy.
Yeah. That's,
I'm hoping they don't.
Doesn't sound like good business. Despite the money they're going to make on the visa, they're going to lose a tremendous amount of tourism dollars.
Yeah. So things are still popping a few places, and things are quiet. We had one of our great renders, she took the cruise And she went through Amsterdam and Brussels and everything, and they had a good time, mm-hmm. you know. But everybody's together as a group, you know, so you're not doing anything crazy. You're staying on the river cruise.
Right.
You're not doing anything where the inspections are going and the investigations are going, what's going on in Brussels and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people right now are questioning going overseas because of what's been happening.
Yep.
You know, they say they have other plots and plans made up, and instead of going back to Paris, they hit Brussels. I mean, that's, I'm hoping they have everything under control now and things get better because the summer season's upon them for
yep.
travel.
Yep.
People go overseas now, you know?
True. Well.
But like I told you, you know, you can always go to Hawaii.
Yeah, don't need a visa for that one.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to travel, there's some fantastic things going on. They have a chocolate festival in the Big Island, May 13th, May 14th, and a coffee festival, May 13th to the 22nd. So you have your chocolate and your coffee.
Okay.
Everybody loves those two.
Be wound
things.
Like a top.
Right.
You couple that with the time zone changes, you'll be up all night long.
Yeah. And the Aulani Disney Resort is offering a special deal every Sunday in May for moms and kids for tradition for moms.
All right.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Special. Yeah.
And where is that located?
Aulani. It's mm-hmm. the a Disney Resort and Spa on Oahu.
Oh,
it's
okay.
About a half hour outside of Waikiki. It's they have really come into doing a tradition
mm-hmm.
Of Hawaii. It's presented in all the people, just like what Disney does at Disney World and Disneyland, you know, Epcot, all the countries. Well,
right.
They really did the same thing. Throughout Aulani is, you know, they have a snorkeling lagoon. They have they have all kinds of things out there for the kids to do with the parents and breakfast in bed and Disney Photo Pass, you know, that you can get. It's a family resort and it's gorgeous. And I mean, if that's one of the places you want to go with your kids,
mm-hmm.
Disney always does themselves, you know.
Cool.
And it's a beautiful resort. Oh.
All right.
They really get the history of what's going on in Hawaii.
Excellent.
You know?
Well, we've blown through our time talking about the visa, so we'll have to get back to the other stuff next week.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yes.
You take care of yourself.
Anybody can call me and set up an appointment.
All right.
And the business meetup expo is going to be held Monday the 18th at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Radio News with Audrey Strong.
The Rules Committee will decide with the rules, and we will follow the rules by the book.
House Speaker Paul Ryan speaking about his role in running the Republican National Convention. Ryan is the chair of the July gathering in Cleveland. There's growing speculation about a contested or open convention. Ryan says the Rules Committee will set the guidelines for the event.
To the extent that I've given thought to this, and who does what, you know, who plays what role at what time, is something that has yet to be determined.
In a Capitol briefing, Ryan also refused to comment on the latest give and take among the GOP presidential candidates. Earlier this week, Ryan again removed himself from consideration for a late White House bid. There are reports of a strong earthquake hitting Myanmar today. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck during the night in the northwest part of the country. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A debate this Thursday will not feature names like Trump.